The state's large budget deficit has some lawmakers looking to cut back on Medicaid and Badger Care. Medicaid is the second largest general fund expenditure in the state. However, the study by a children's advocacy group says a 10% reduction in the programs could result in the loss of 9,000 jobs and almost $400 million to the state. Linda Hall is a health policy analyst for the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
When you look at places, the way that the state is spending money, there are lots of positive reasons to continue spending money on Medicaid and Badger Care. It helps the people on the program. It helps state and local governments with revenues. It helps in worker productivity. And it reduces cost shifting to other insurance programs.
Hall says when health care is cut for a large number of people, they'll seek more expensive care in emergency rooms. The report suggests that cuts in Badger Care and Medicaid would result in lost jobs in health care, manufacturing, and construction. One out of nine state residents uses Medicaid or Badger Care as the primary way to access health care. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.